This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtes Maisus, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, Hoya Oiver Bashuk, Va'omar Tulu Lochem Te'enim, Oichlin Upeturin. If an Am Ha'oretz, who is not trusted to tithe, passes through the market and offers people figs to eat, they may eat them without tithing, since they may presume that he never brought the figs home, so he did not yet become tevel. Lefi koch emechnisu lebateihem mesaknin vaday. If they bring those figs home, they must tithe them as definite tevel, since the figs just now became tevel and were not tithed from before. Tilu v'hachnisu lebateichem lo yoichlu mehem arai. If the Am Ha'oretz said, take and bring them home, he thus implies that they had already become tevel and he tithed them himself, thus permitting others to bring them home. Since he cannot be believed for this, they may not eat the figs without tithing, even in small amounts. Lefikach, im echnisu lebateihem, einam mesaknim ela demai. Even if they bring the figs home, they only tithe them as demai, since perhaps he really did tithe them already. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Mesechtes Maisos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hayu yoishvin bashar, o bachanus, va'omar tulu lochem te'enim, oichlin upeturin, ubal hashar, ubal hachonus chayovim. If a group of people was sitting in a gate or in a store, and someone offered them figs, they may eat without tithing, with the same presumption as in the previous Mishnah, but the gatekeeper or storekeeper himself must tithe before eating, since a person's home obligates him to tithe before eating even a small amount, but does not obligate others in his home. Rabbi Yehuda Paiter, Atchi Yachser Es Ponov, or Atchi Yishane Makayim Yeshivasai. Rabbi Yehuda said that even he is exempt, since a home is a place where people are not embarrassed to eat, whereas they are usually embarrassed to eat in a store or in a gate, unless he turns around or moves his seat to a position where he is not embarrassed to eat in public. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Maisos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Hamale Peiros min Hagolil LeYehuda, Oy Oyla LeYerushalayim, Oichel mehem ad shu magia lemakom shu hoylech v'chein b'chazara. Once produce has been brought inside one's house, he may no longer eat from it even small amounts until that it has been tithed. However, if he brings produce from the Galilee to Yehuda for sale, or brings it up to Yerushalayim, he may continue eating small amounts even after he has brought it into the various houses where he stops to sleep along the way. He may do so until he reaches his destination. If he changes his mind, decides to return home before he has reached his destination, he may continue eating until he returns to the Galilee. Remeir Oimer Achu Magia Lemakoim HaShvisa. Remeir said, once he reaches a place where he will stay for Shabbos, he must tithe, even if he has not yet reached his destination. V'horeichlin hamachzirin bo ayarois oichlim ad shemagiyim l'mekoyim halina. Traveling salesmen who make the rounds in different cities may eat until they have reached the place where they will be staying. Rabbi Yehuda Omer habayis harishayin hu beisayin. Rabbi Yehuda said they may eat until they reach the first house of the city in which they will be staying, where they hope to unload their baggage. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Maisos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Peiros sheteramon at shelo nigmer malachton, Reb Eliezer oiser malachol mehemarai. Once he has separated truma, Reb Eliezer said that he may no longer eat even small amounts until he has separated all the other tithes. V'chachomim matirin chutz mikal kolas te'enim. The Chachomim said that he may, except in the case of a basket of figs. Kal kolas te'enim sheterama Reb Shimon matir v'chachomim oisrin. Reb Shimon said that even from a basket of figs, he may still eat small amounts, but the Chachamim said he may not. Since once he has separated Truma from the basket, he shows that he has picked all he intends to pick, and it is now a finished product. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Maisers, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Ha'oymi l'chaveiroi, hey loch iser zeh, v'ten li boy chamesh te'enim, lo yoichal ad shia aser divrei meir. Once produce has been sold, even small amounts are forbidden without separating tithes. So now, if a person offers his friend an iser coin in exchange for 5 figs, he must tithe them before eating, according to Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, oichal achas achas potter, v'im tzireif chayov. Reb Yehuda said he may take them from the seller one by one and eat them, but if he takes a few together, they must be tithed. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa beginath virodim shahaisa b'Yerushalayim v'hayu te'enim nimkores mishalosh uma'arba be'iser v'lo hufrish mimenu truma u'maisa me'olam. Rabbi Yehuda said that there was a rose garden in Yerushalayim from which the owner would sell figs one at a time at a price of 3 or 4 per iser, and never had to separate Truma or Meiser. And that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Meisers, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Ha'oymi l'chaveiroi, hei l'cho esezeh, be'eser te'enim, she'over li, boirir v'oichel. If a person offers his friend an iser coin in order to pick 10 figs from his friend's tree, then the purchase is made only after he picks it. Therefore, if he picks several together, the purchase makes them into tevel. He may pick and eat them only one by one without separating tithes. Be'eshko v'she'ovar li megarger v'oichel. The same is true of grapes. He may pick and eat them grape by grape. Berimain she'ovar li pirate v'oichel. For pomegranates, he may pull seeds out of the fruit bit by bit while it is still attached to the tree. Ba'avtiach she'ovar li, soifes v'oichel. For melon, he may cut off piece by piece. Aval, im omar loy, be'esrim te'enim elu, b'shnei eshkolos elu, b'shnei rimonim elu, b'shnei avtichim elu, oichel kedarkoi upater. However, if he specifies which 20 figs, for example, 2 grapes cluster, 2 pomegranates, or 2 melons, he intends to buy, making the purchase even before he picks them, then he may pick them all and eat them without tithing. Mipnei shekana b'mechuba l'karka. Since he bought them while they are still attached to the tree, in which case the sale does not make it tevel. That is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Hasoicher es hapoyel liktzos bateinim, omar loy al menas she'oichel teinim, oichel upater. The Torah entitles workers to eat from the produce with which they work. This is not considered a sale, which would require him to tithe before eating. So the Mishnah says if a person hires a worker to spread figs out to dry on condition that he may eat the figs, which the Torah anyway entitles him to do, he may eat without tithing. al menah she'oichel ani ubnei beisi oish yoichal b'ni b'schari hu oichel upater ubnei oichel v'chayev. If he allows both the worker and his family to eat, then the worker is exempt from tithe, but his family is obligated since this is considered a sale. Al menas she'oichal b'shas haketzio ula'acher haketzio b'shas haketzio oichal upater ula'acher haketzio oichal v'chayev she'enu oichal min ha'Torah. If he makes a condition that he may eat both during and after his work, then during his work he is exempt, but after his work he is obligated, since this is not his right by Torah law. Zeh haklal, ha'oichel min ha'Torah, pater, v'she'eino oichel min ha'Torah, chayev. The general rule is that whenever the Torah entitles him to eat, it is not called a purchase. Therefore, he is exempt from tithes. If the Torah does not entitle him, but they agreed so in the contract, then it is called a purchase and he is obligated to tithe. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Maisos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, Hoya Oise Balavosim, Loyoichal Bimnois Sheva. If he was hired to work with a bad species of figs, he is not entitled to eat from a good species. Bibnois Sheva Lo Yoichal Balavosim. If he was hired to work with a good species, he is not entitled to eat from a bad species. Avol Maineya Hu Es Atzmai Achimagia Lemakoi Mayofois Vaoichel. However, if he was hired to work with both species, he may refrain from eating while he was working with the bad species so that he will be able to eat his fill when he starts working with the good species. Hamachalif im chaveroi ze le'echol v'ze le'echol ze liktsois v'ze liktsois ze le'echol v'ze liktsois chayov. If a person trades figs meant for eating fresh in exchange for other such figs, or figs spread out to dry for other such figs, or one kind for the other, they both must tithe before they eat, even small amounts, since trading is like selling. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamachalif le'echol chayiv, v'liktzayt pater. Rabbi Yehuda said that fresh figs, once traded, must be tithed, but figs spread out to dry may still be eaten in small amounts without tithing them, since they have not been fully processed. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sale makes something obligated in tithing only after it has been processed. That is the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.